Lifter, I'm not so orthodox. This is our most popular show. Cricket boys across the world tune in and select the teams after listening to our show. Today, Vineet Kanobar joins me. Yes, Lefra, I'm not so orthodox with Vineet Kanobar himself. Kanobar is a Bengali surname or Gujarati surname?
It's a Gujarati surname.
How come I haven't heard of it? Kanobar. Sanobar. Sanobar is also Gujarati.
But that's the first name.
Ah, so then how is Kanobar? What a funny name.
But Kanobar.
Sanobar, Kanobar.
Correct.
Kanobar means where is the... Okay, let's not. Let's get back to the cricket. Interesting week of cricket here on Lefra, I'm not so orthodox. Vineet, thanks for being here with us. I know you're more football fan, but you're a sports fan, all-rounder. First, let's talk about South Africa. Really looking terrible, decimated completely. I'll give you the scores. They won the first test and then lost the last three. They lost the middle one by an innings and the other two because of declarations by just under 200 runs each. But they were just, there was no contest. No contest under 4 days every time. And it just looks like South Africa's in tatters. Not just test cricket, but all three forms. They got hammered in India completely. It was the worst ever South African team. Kagiso Rabada has got suspended for the last game, and the one weapon that they had. The batting is abysmal. I think we had 198. Van Dusen was the only little standout performer, but even then, that's against a run of play. Nothing was going to change the result. What's going on with that country?
I think they're just reeling back to back with losses, with some penalties that have been coming thrown their way. I think it will take them some time to figure it out, I think.
See, there are two, three issues. The cultural issue we've discussed before, that cold pack issue they had.
Yeah.
See, we have to, the elephant in the room has to be addressed. They've got this whole idea about allowing coloured players to play.
Right.
A minimum of four. In doing that, while the heart is in the right place because you want to uplift society and all that, you don't play your best 11 very often.
Right.
When you don't do that, you also instigate a sort of revolt, which may be more passive one, but it stays in the bloodline of all these cricketers, and then they don't play cohesively as a team. Putting all these factors together, they've also had a lot of people run away, cold pack deals, although it's over now, to England. So you've lost about five or six of your hardcore two bowlers come to mind, Olivier, I forget his surname now because I don't speak Afrikaans, but it'll come back to me in a second. And all this talent just run away within, I think, two seasons or maybe three. They've just lost so many great players, or potentially great players. So that's one of the big issues, and I don't know how that's going to change.
I think, but that's a trend that you'll see more and more with other countries as well. You see it in football a lot, where players from one country who are allowed to represent other countries kind of move away. There was a lot of the same happening in football, where players who were Trinidad nationals could also play for England, tried to play for England.
Yeah.
That happened for a few years, and after a while, it started going the other way, back the other way, right? So maybe that's something that'll happen, but I think obviously...
See, I don't know, it's a tough question, because the society being the way it is, you want that to happen. You know, 75-80% black population, coloured population, Indian population.
Absolutely.
You want all of them to come through. But you can't just do it as handouts.
And it can't be done like that. I don't think sports teams work
India,
like that.
India is at its best right now. We are a fantastic crack team. You've got Australia, which is very powerful. And England, at least in test cricket and in one day world champions, you know, they're a force to reckon with.
Right.
So you're playing countries which are on the up, whose talent pool is getting bigger, who are finding better talent, who are able to put programs in place for that. And then you, on the other hand, are floundering. Because again, the heart is in the right place. I just think at the top level, they cannot do this. Your 11 best players have to represent, whether they're Chinese, Japanese, French, English, whatever the hell they are, as long as they're passport holders, the best 11 should play.
Absolutely. I think
it's what we do on the podcast. You and me are the very best two, hence with not true.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, since there are just two people in this room,
so yeah, we got the top two again.
Yeah, we got the top
gold
two.
And silver.
Right.
But I can't see any solution.
So I don't think it's possible to have this kind of quota system at the top level of sport, right? I mean, you play top level of sport for two reasons. Number one is you're representing your country, and number two is you're creating an entertainment product for the world to see, right? You're putting it out there. So there has to be another way. And I think often when we're trying to do this affirmative action type of thing, we go for the easiest thing, which is quota bana do aur chhod do, as opposed to, can we look at it more structurally? Can South Africa look at it more structurally, see what can be done from the grassroots up instead of the top down?
But they had it going 10 years ago as well.
Yeah,
but they also had superstars like Jack Callis, Graham Smith, Mackay Antini, you know, Sean Pollock, they've got Alan Donald, they've got so much great talent. Talent is dried up a bit. They've got Rabada there, Ngidi to some extent. Maharaj is the spinner who can hold his own a little bit. And they've got a couple of batsmen, but you know, Du Plessis didn't perform. And Quinton de Kock is the only guy who's actually scored runs in
the
test.
Yeah, he's the one who's running.
Yeah, but you know, you've got five or six spots which are up for grabs. So at the end of the day, is it also the talent pool is not as good for whatever reason, white, black and brown?
I wouldn't say that.
Because they won the Rugby World Cup, so maybe they're distracted. The economy is on the up, so maybe people are in a happier place. Who knows what the reason is?
I think it is just
too many Indian tourists that can also destroy you.
That's also possible. But more Indians obviously should make you a better cricket team, no?
That's true.
Yep.
We'll force them to play cricket again, whether they like it or not. You want money? Play cricket.
Yeah. Forget all this rugby shit.
All right. So we can't solve it. We tried. We made a half-baked effort to save South Africa and we give up.
Yeah.
We move on to India. At the time of recording, India is 2-love up. That means they won the T20 series in New Zealand. Easily. In the end, 200 runs in the first was chased down easily.
Yeah.
And the good thing to know is that Shreyas Iyer and KL Rahul are now our second line of defense or attack, if you like. Rohit Sharma and Virat Kohli fail. These two step up to the party, which means that we've got, looking at the October T20 coming up, we've got, I would say, four places taken for sure. Sharma, Kohli untouchable. Iyer almost untouchable now. And KL Rahul, listen, they've got to give him a run now as wicketkeeper batsman.
Man of the match.
So what do we do with Rishabh Pant? What do we do with Dhoni? What do we do with Shikhar Dhawan? And at 5, 6, and 7, we've got three spots left. I would say both the all-rounders, when they're fit, will play. Shivam Dubey and Hardik Pandya, which leaves one genuine batsman spot, Manish Pandya or whoever. So it looks like a pretty settled order. And the bowlers, can't complain. You've got Bumrah, you've got Shami.
Great lineup.
Yeah, they're there. They're in the back, you've got more to follow. You've got two or three other pacemen to follow. And you've got the two spinners who, between Chahal and Jadeja, it looks pretty set now for the T20 with Kuldeep Yadav as the third runner. So it's a set team. You feel we're looking good?
I think we're looking very good. I'm still a little iffy about our opening with Shikhar. But that's
but he probably won't get a go in the T20 now.
Yeah, that's quite
at the moment
possible.
These two have done enough, and there's not that much T20 cricket for us going up to October.
It was super heartening to have Rahul step up. I think he's always been a very strong
underrated
batsman.
Soldier.
Underrated batsman.
Can do anything. Never complains. Bats anywhere you want, and you know, finish off one game the other day against Australia in superb fashion. The second game, which made India come back into the series, and all. So I'm a big fan. Big fan of Rahul.
I think he's got a solid future.
I'm thinking we should send Rahul to South Africa to help them. They need a middle order batsman.
No, I think
and he's coloured, so that solves all the problems.
See, maybe you can send Rahane. He's not doing much.
Rahane is going to have to fight for that space in the test team right now.
Yeah.
There's just too much batting talent in India at the moment.
It's a good. It's
and you
good
and fun. I haven't been called up yet.
I mean, we're still waiting.
There you go. All right, cheers. It's been great talking to you. One last word on Manchester United in a section called Not So Cricket. Will they come back? It's been a terrible year.
Oh, it's been a hard year. It's been a hard few years, and they will come back.
Like South Africa, structural changes needed.
Absolutely. I think
spent too much money.
Spent money on all the wrong places. Not spending enough money with the sport in mind, with economics in mind. Again, I've been a fan for 20 years, and this is the worst time we've seen.
You fans are like equity holders. You really go for the jugular.
Absolutely. Yeah. No other way to do it.
Oh, fair enough. All right, we've run out of time. Thank you so much. That was Vineet, who knows everything about football, little about cricket, and he tells you only one thing. World Championships in October in Australia will be won by T20 World Cup?
India.
India.
100%.
In the words of the famous, I will quote Salim Javed, I think it was. Jeetega bhai, jeetega. India jeetega.
Bilkul.